Hey everyone, welcome back to The Luminary. I'm Josie.
And I'm Monica.
And what a fun weekend we just had, huh?
Guess what we can say now?
That we played the Halo Infinite flight?
That we have played Halo Infinite.
That we have played Halo Infinite, period.
Period, yeah.
Well, a couple month old build, but you know, tomato, tomato.
It was pretty crazy to text each other and say, hey, you down a game tonight with Halo Infinite?
Yeah. I mean, even that whole night that it released and I'm just like staring at my Xbox waiting for being able to download it was worth it. That alone was fun.
Yeah, it did seem a little rocky there at the start.
That's what this is for, to test the waters exactly and shake down all the cobwebs and stuff.
Yep, exactly.
It's a little shakedown run.
So I think we should get into it, huh?
Oh yeah. So where do we want to start? Do we want to start off with gameplay? Do we want to talk about maps or some of the new toys we have? What are you feeling?
Let's start with gameplay because also the 343, one of their core values is gameplay first. And, you know, we had a really good multiplayer reveal in June. Mm-hmm. And so I think a lot of people have been waiting for this flight to actually see it in action. So let's talk about gameplay first.
Yeah. So it felt like Halo.
It felt like...
Roll credits. That's it.
It felt like Halo. It felt like classic, but still new.
Yeah, I think just the clamor is enough for it to be new, but still feel like classic Halo, you know? Because after playing Halo 5 for so much, it would have been weird to go back to having no clamor.
Yeah.
Although I do miss all the mobility options Halo 5 gave me, because there were so many options where I could just think, or there were so many opportunities where I thought, I could ground pound these guys right now.
Yeah.
To knock them into oblivion. But I couldn't do that. Also, I've been running stasis on my hunter for the past month, so I'm ground pounding every chance I get. Usually off a cliff, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. How many times did I press left trigger thinking I was going to aim, but I threw grenades instead. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I do miss Spartan thrust. What is it?
Yeah, the little thruster pack you got.
Yeah, I missed that.
That will be missed.
There were also a few times when I was double pressing like B to dodge. This is not Destiny, Monica. Focus.
Can't reload your whole shotgun by dodge rolling in this game.
Yeah,
sorry.
No.
But it was good. It was fun. The new grapple shot was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it works really well as equipment pickups, like instead of everybody loading in with it. How that works, right?
Yeah. My only note is that you have so few uses of it, which makes sense, so you're not over like abusing it. And I'm wondering if that's going to be the case in campaign, where you can only use a grapple shot X amount of times, or if it's more of a built-in thing with the Chief's armor.
I can't remember what the symbol said in the campaign demo last year.
Yeah.
Because he does use it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember.
I'll have to go back and watch that.
Yeah, I'll have to go back and look that too. So we also got to play on a lot of new maps.
Oh yeah, three whole maps.
And we had seen some of these pictures in Inside Infinite articles.
Yeah, we've seen Recharge at least. I remember seeing that one ages ago.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Live Fire too. Or probably that one's more recent when they announced the whole Academy.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But Recharge for sure, we've had visuals of it for a while.
Yeah.
And it's good to finally run around.
Yeah. And we had Bazaar as well.
Uh-huh. A new old Mombasa map.
Yeah.
Each map had like a really unique feel. Lifefire kind of felt like Halo 3. Recharge reminded me a lot of some Halo 5 maps, and Bazaar absolutely felt like right out of Halo 2.
Yeah, I agree with all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Recharge felt like
a little reachy.
It did feel a little reachy, actually. But I was I forget. It's kind of that underwater map.
Yes, I know which one we're talking
from
about.
From Halo 5
with octo whales.
Yeah.
It did. It really did.
It did.
So we didn't really get much of an opportunity to like comb through each map and look at things since we were constantly under fire from bots.
Yeah.
But we did do that for Bazaar.
We did.
Which amazingly we still won that round against Spartan bots, but you know, I'm not complaining.
We're just that good.
Yeah. We were carried by other teammates.
Yeah, we were kind of off frolicking, looking for lore stuff, because there had been hints of, you know, there's going to be little Easter eggs and tidbits in Bazaar. And so a lot of the community members picked up on a lot of cool things. One of them was books in the library, or like on a bookshelf.
On a little bookshelf.
Yeah. The spines say there was some that said Silent Storm, Warfleet, Contact Harvest. So they're like paying homage to like past, you know, the Halo books.
Yeah.
And I think it was Chris from Halopedia who...
Oh, yeah, who made a note about the fourth book.
Yes, there's a
Outcast.
Book...
Outcast?
Outcast? There was a book called Outcast grouped along with the other ones. And so we don't know what is Outcast.
Maybe it's an upcoming book.
I think maybe we may see an upcoming book called Outcast released or announced, which could be all sorts of things. Oh my god, the other thing in Bazaar that you pointed out to me.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the tether.
The tether being rebuilt.
If you just look up in the skybox, you see the new Mombasa space tether being rebuilt, and I audibly gasped when I saw that.
Yeah, you mentioned it was there, and I was like, wait, what? And again, once again, abandoned the game to go find a vantage point where I could go look at the space tether being rebuilt. Oh, so cool.
It really was.
Yeah.
It's like, the space elevator was like such a noticeable monument in Halo 2 when you're in New Mombasa. Like, you see the tether, it's right there, and then you like... see its wreckage in Halo 3, and you see it falling in ODST.
That part in ODST is so memorable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved that. Very cool. Very
now they're
cool.
Rebuilding it.
So I can't wait to see more maps. Gosh, I really liked... I mean, I've never... You know, I've always been a pretty dirty casual when it comes to, like, map design. Like, I don't care if it's fun. Yeah, I just, if it's fun to play on, then I usually like maps with nice long sight lines because I prefer, like, DMRs and BRs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked live fire. I liked the little middle part where you can snipe through and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Bazaar has just a ton of... A
lot of nooks and crannies.
Yeah, a lot of nooks and crannies and a lot of good wide open parts too, so it was a good mix. So yeah, I'm pumped to see what else is coming.
I'm excited for the one of the callouts in the middle of the field where the chickens are. It's like, I'm a chicken. that's what I'm gonna be calling it. I don't know if they were MOA. They look like big chickens, but they didn't look like MOA sized.
I don't think I ever actually saw them. I'm kind of... You tried to point them out, and then I got distracted by like a poster on a wall or something.
Yeah, so that's pretty true to form for us. So. Can't be surprised there.
Yeah, true. There was also a bunch of snapshots of Halo 4 Chief.
Mm-hmm.
So there were some good little, you know, it was like, John 117, hero of humanity kind of thing or something. And it was him in his Gen 2 armor.
And then there was also that mural painted on one of the walls of John, like a bust of him.
I don't think I saw that.
I think I might have saved a screenshot of it somewhere. I'll have to look for it. But yeah, I got evidence.
Yeah. Just always love Easter eggs. Even
I think the only thing Bazaar was missing was Jackal snipers in the alleyways.
No.
On legendary.
We're absolutely not missing that. It was fine.
I don't know. I think that should be some fun additions, just to add some Jackal bots. But only Jackal bots with sniper rifles.
Only Jackal bots. And you can only play them on legendary difficulty.
Yeah.
How about, let's talk about the weapons.
Oh.
The new and the old.
New and the old. And maybe a fun little way to tie into the academy and the weapon drills.
Let me say, I think this is a really good idea. The academy, I mean. For a lot of different reasons.
Mm-hmm. It was good to hop in and figure out how the new guns handled before I actually jumped into multiplayer.
Yeah, I felt like I needed it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My expectations for, like, the Pulse Carbine and the Bulldog were a little bit off from how they actually were in the game.
Yep.
And, like, I don't mean that in a bad way. Like, I thought the Pulse Carbine was going to be more like a Storm Rifle, but it was more like the Bolt Shot from Halo 5. And I thought the Bulldog was going to be, like, the traditional shotgun, but it had a... slightly tighter spread, I think. Anyway, it was good to, like, get hands-on on the guns in a controlled environment.
Yeah, I felt like I actually needed to, like, even a Halo veteran, like, you know, people have been playing for 20 years. It's like, yeah, I think I need to actually go and do this. Not even just for, like, the new weapons, but the old as well.
It's just nice to have, like, a little refresher.
And let me tell you, like, and this is getting into more of the multiplayer stuff, but you'll be able to play with bots in the Academy. And, like, I know that the whole goal here is to ease new players into not just the weapons, but also multiplayer. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, if I had the option, because I came into multiplayer pretty late. I think it was, like, Reach is when I actually started to play multiplayer. But if I had the option to practice with bots, I think I would have joined a lot faster.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And been a lot more confident.
It's a good way to warm up.
I think it's going to be really great for new players. Oh,
yeah. And for returning players, too.
Yeah.
Because sometimes if you just, like, take a break and hop back in straight to multiplayer, you're really rusty. But being able to go against bots for a good couple rounds, then you're gonna get that muscle memory back, you know?
Yeah. I think it's really great.
Yeah. But yeah, I think, like, overall, the Academy and especially the weapons roles are just such a really neat addition. And it's fun hearing either your AI or Commander Agrinia just, like, complimenting you on your score.
Yeah.
I think
Commander
Agrinia and Lord Shax would be fast friends.
I think they would be really good friends. I like her a lot. There was one instance when you were doing weapon drills. You know, she says some complimentary thing afterwards, and one of them was, June would be proud. Whoa. And I kind of died a little bit. I was like, oh my god, we just mentioned June.
That's a good
June.
One. That hits hard in a good way.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. So good.
But speaking of the weapons drills, those weapons, some new fun toys.
Those weapons, though. Yeah, I like we talked about old and new. I felt like they all, and this was just, you know, a sampling of what will be in the final game. They made that very clear. But even if this is kind of representative of the final kind of arsenal that we have in Infinite, I think it was a really good balance of
returning,
new and old.
Like, all of the returning weapons, they felt familiar, reliable, good. Yeah, like the AR had a good time to kill. The battle rifle had a really satisfying, meaty sound to it.
There was a moment, so I was using the Needler, and I was shooting, like, so during the drill, I was shooting, and before the enemy died, I was already moving on to the next enemy, because in my brain, I was like, the amount of time that I just shot are enough needles that would take out that enemy, so I'm moving on, and it worked, like, it didn't feel different that way, and I noticed that, I was actively noticing I was already moving on to the next enemy to shoot with the Needler because I knew that all of those needles, I just, like, flew over to that other guy. Those will take care of him. And sure enough, I was like, this hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. This feels... I will say I kind of miss the Needler's sound. It didn't quite sound like the old
Needler. Yeah, and the Super Combined Explosion wasn't so extravagant, but those are all just little nitpicks as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, same.
But yeah, I do miss the classic Needler sound.
Yeah, but just the feel, it felt like an old Needler. The AR felt and looked like I was just in Reach. The BR, awesome.
What other old weapons we have? The Spanker and the Sniper?
Of course, yeah. Spanker looks so good.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
God, it looks good.
And even the Spike Grenades, like, using them for the first time since Halo 3, it's like, oh, I remember how these work, and I'm just, like, throwing them at walls while I'm retreating and I'm getting a kill.
Yeah, I like the way they detonate better than Halo 3. For some reason, it's more satisfying. Yeah. Let's talk about the new weapons.
Oh, yes. So let's start with your favorite weapon, the Pulse Carbine.
It was fine. Yeah, it was...
Look, I've said it before, and I'm going to say it now. The Pulse Carbine doesn't seem to fit the same niche that the Covenant Carbine has, so maybe we'll see the Carbine back.
See, my only thing is, its silhouette looks a lot like the Carbine.
It does.
The old Carbine. So I'm a little worried that it's just not going to come back. Look, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be more, kind of like you said, you thought it was going to act more like a storm rifle. So did I. I thought it was going to be more like that. And I wasn't a fan of the storm rifle anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry for your taste. I love the storm rifle.
Boo. But I liked the way it seeked. I like it seeks a little bit. And it doesn't vent too long.
And
so
it does
appreciate
a good
that.
Amount of damage.
It does do.
Like, if you get, like, three good bursts in, that usually downed my targets.
I still, whatever.
Look, you know I love the carbine as much as you do, but the pulse carbine wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't too bad. Do you want to talk about the Ravager? What do you think about the Ravager?
I liked it. It takes a little getting used to. So my only real with the Ravager is that it's also a burst fire plasma weapon like the pulse carbine, but it doesn't track. And it has, like, a noticeable, like, firing arc. So it's more like a plasma-based brute shot, sort of. Mm-hmm. But it charges up like a plasma pistol, which is really neat. And then it launches a blob of plasma that leaves a little AoE fire effect. That was neat. It's definitely different. But it has a bayonet attached to the front, and that's all I need.
I think we saw it in Shadows of Reach. We were all like, what the heck is that?
I think
that?
It was mentioned, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was either that or the skewer or both.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have to crack open that book again, too, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I had enough time with the Ravager to
get... Yeah, you'd mentioned you didn't really pick it up all that much.
I just didn't... Like, I tried it in weapons drills, and I was like, yeah, I'm not feeling this. Probably because I couldn't... I should have devoted more time. But I wanted to go play with the sidekick.
Oh, the sidekick.
Can we talk about the sidekick real quick? Okay. So I did, with the way I did weapons drills is a little silly. I went and did all the new weapons first. As in, like, I picked up the skewer first. And I just skipped over the AR and the VR.
That's a choice.
I was like, let's try what's the heat wave? So I did all these first things first. And felt very confused. And I was like, I don't understand. And I was like, let me just try the new sidearm. And that was the first time that I kind of looked at this game and I was like, oh, okay. Okay. I had a really good first impression with the sidekick.
It was a really fun little gun to use.
It's so snappy and fun to reload. Yeah. And
I say this with all the love in my heart. The sidekick feels like the evolution of the Halo 2 pistol.
I you said that before. I totally agree with that. It's a better Halo 2 pistol.
It sounds nice. It fires like just the right speed that you want a sidearm to fire. I don't know. Yep. It's just a really pleasant experience.
It's reassuring too, because it was one of those things that
was a little divisive.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. When it was announced that like the Magnum wasn't actually going to be in at least the initial release with the game. They seem to be very conscious about saying everything's open, like maybe in the future kind of thing. But as far as the first on launch, the Magnum's not going to be there. That was a really big deal. And I do remember being like, I'm a little confused about that. It's so classic. That seems to be what they're trying to do, is take it back to the roots. But why wouldn't you have the Magnum? Yeah. But if we really take it back to its roots,
remember the Halo CE pistol was the best gun in the game. So, things to consider.
SWATnums. They have, like, the whole game mode around that.
Oh, speaking of which, playing SWAT with a sidekick? That's gonna feel so good.
See, I'm really pumped. Uh-huh. What would that be called? SWAT kick?
I mean, now that I say it, like, again, I do like the sound of SWAT kick, yeah.
SWAT kick.
I mean, you could always call it SWATnums and, you know, implication that it's going to be the pistol, but SWAT kick.
Yeah, SWAT kick.
Even if it's not called that, we'll make a custom game.
Yeah, we will. So the other new gun was the VK-78 Commando.
Oh, Commando. Yeah, 343 just looked at the DMR and said, hey, what if DMR, but fully automatic? And yeah, it's good.
I agree with that. I like it a lot.
Kicks like a mule, though.
It does kick. It's a conscious effort to keep it trained.
Yeah. If you want to use the Commando fully auto, you need to be barrel stuffing your opponent.
Yeah, it's.
It's really good.
I think it was.
It's
a lot
so
of fun.
Satisfying too.
Like, it's reload. It is.
Speaking of reloads, a little something I noticed is if you take a gun that you can reload, and if you fully dump the magazine. When you reload it, the animation is just a little bit longer because you need to chamber that next round in from the fresh magazine. But if you reload but still have a few rounds in the magazine left, it's a faster animation because you already have a bullet in the chamber. So you just slap the new mag in and you're ready to go. You don't need to cock the gun.
What?
Yeah. It's just...
I didn't notice that at all.
Oh, yeah. I was telling Eli about that a while ago. But yeah, no, it's It's just a very small detail, but don't dump your full mag, because it'll take just a little fraction of a second longer to reload.
Interesting.
Yeah. I noticed it with the Needler, because you had to, like, fiddle with it afterwards if you fully fired all the shots. But if you reload with, like, a round or two left in it, it's like the classic just, like, swing it down and the needles just pop out, you know? You know that animation?
Mm-hmm. Huh.
I don't know if that's been in any other Halo, but I've never really taken the time to look for it, but it's a neat little thing.
Yeah, we were all hyper-aware of, like, every little detail.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
But, yeah, so Commando was good.
I think that took care of the new UNSC weapons,
there's the Bulldog.
Right? Oh, the Bulldog.
It was fine. Yeah. I miss my old shotgun, but it was fine.
Yeah.
It felt more... It didn't do as much damage per, like, per shell, I think.
I guess, yeah.
But it did its job. It was good.
I can't tell if that was intentional. I definitely was shooting people, like, point blank.
I think it was because the old shotgun is really strong.
I wasn't too impressed by when I was shooting people. I had to shoot them, like, twice in the face. I was like, that should have been a one shot.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, if you hit him, if you get a good shot in and then punch him in the face, that'll do him in. So,
yeah.
But it was fine. I
mean, I just got done saying I prefer long distance, like, long silence.
Meanwhile, so. Here I am, like,
shotguns
getting
are not
people's
my...
faces, so.
Yeah. Shotguns aren't my forte.
That's fine. But it was... I know it's obnoxious, but I do prefer the older pump-action shoddy where you have to reload it one shell at a time.
Just
for the aesthetic. Just for the aesthetic.
I do, too. Yeah, I liked the way it looked.
I understand that a box mag is a lot more efficient, but I just want to just thumb those shells in. But, yeah.
I do remember getting to Halo 2 and being like, why is it so slow to reload? Because
it's got, like,
Halo
30
1,
rounds per mag.
CE is like, bam, 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 bam.
But yeah, so.
I think the only thing we haven't talked about is the heat wave.
Oh, yeah. The heat wave. Oh, and the skewer. We haven't mentioned the skewer.
And the plasma pistol, but that was normal.
Yeah. Plasma pistol. Plasma pistol,
plasma
good.
Pistol. It was there.
Yeah. I think it fires a bit faster. Like, it feels more viable as a gun.
All I know is I stopped that weapons drill, and I was like, yep, that is exactly what I thought the plasma pistol would be. I'm satisfied. Yep. Like, there was no shocking thing, which there shouldn't be with the plasma pistol.
It's a classic.
What did you think about this skewer?
It's going to take me a while to get the hang of it, because I didn't expect it to operate like a sniper rifle. I thought it was going to be more like I don't know. I really enjoy it. I love that it's a single giant spike. It's fun.
It's just a huge spike.
Yeah, I imagined it like another heavy weapon where it's like a little easier to use, like the rocket launcher. But it definitely requires a bit more skill and practice. But I'm excited to use it more.
Yeah, same. I picked it up, weapons drills, I was like, okay.
All right, let me zoom in, and oh, that is a further zoom than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I think probably my problem is I wanted to use it, like, in really close range. Just get in someone's face and skewer them. I don't think that's what the gun's intended for.
I don't think they're going to have any animations where you can actually, like, impale somebody against the wall.
Yeah.
Probably not.
But I do want to fire
Still
that at
team
a...
team game.
Fire that at a Warthog and just see it go spinning out of control.
I think it might have been the skewer that was taking down... I think they were taking down, like, freaking broadswords in Halo Reach, or in Shadows of Reach. I forget.
Yeah. I get a big anti-materiel vibe from the skewer.
Yeah.
Skewers.
And then
the heat wave. New Forerunner ? Gun?
Question?
They mentioned it's hard light in the little lore tab for it. And they say, I think they did name drop the Forerunner. So I feel safe to call it a Forerunner gun. But I like its alt fire.
Yeah.
Or rather, it can change its spread pattern.
Yeah, I do like that. It was one of those that I have to get used to. I don't think I used it enough to really appreciate it. You're right. Like, I like the change of
It feels like a refined scatter shot.
Yeah. It felt like the drills had the people lining up, like, horizontally and then, like, stacked on top of each other. So it felt like I was supposed to be able to shoot through one and get to the other.
Yeah, you can.
And so I would... Yeah, so I was changing... Maybe I was just doing it wrong, but I was changing my vertical... I was, like, changing it to the vertical so I would, like, go across their whole body. And it didn't seem to be doing as what I thought it was doing. Or what it should have been doing. Which is, like, I'd shoot this one person in front of me and the guy right behind him also drops. It just wasn't working for me.
Yeah.
So I didn't try. I probably should have, again, devoted
I think
more
the
time.
Penetration does take a little bit more practice to understand.
Yeah, probably.
But that's definitely the intent. But, I mean, just hit them one good shot and then just melee them, and that's it.
Yeah.
We have some very fun new toys.
Yeah, I think it was really cool. Let's talk about the enemies that we were using these weapons on.
Oh, the bots?
Let's talk about the bots real quick. The bots
were fun. They didn't feel like bots, not like other games I played. Like, nope. I haven't played a whole lot of games with bots competitively like this, but the one that comes to mind is the original Black Ops. You can set up, like, bot matches. But they very obviously mm-hmm. felt like, yeah, these are just AIs walking around and then just aimbotting at you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't play that much with bots mm-hmm. either. So to me, this was amazing.
Yeah. It was, I don't know, like, yeah, we were getting Staketacular after Staketacular against them, so we were just wiping the floor mm-hmm. with them. But it didn't feel too easy.
No, there were definitely times I had to try. And they were really good at, like, crouch dodging.
Yeah.
I was like, guys.
They do really like to bunch up.
A human
up
being would not be able to do on, this.
They really like to just bunch up really early in the match, though. Like, every time I got, I landed on live fire,
true,
I would go to wherever the sniper skewer spawn is, and like, oh, everyone's here.
Yeah. I liked how they increased the difficulty as the flight went on.
Oh, yeah. Marine to ODST to Spartan.
Yeah. Not only was that logical on, like, the tech side of things, but it was just, it was just fun, like, suspenseful yeah. during the whole flight. Like, oh, here we
it's
go.
Like, congratulations on killing X amount of easier bots. Here are some harder bots.
Yeah, right. I can't remember who it was. I think it was Sketch. He was like, the Spartan bots are here, and they're can't wait yeah. to meet you or something.
That's
like,
ominous.
Oh, no.
But it was good to meet them. They were fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good bots. It was also really fun to see the 343 employees interact
yeah.
with their named bots. I think David Ellis.
We saw Ellis a lot,
like,
yeah.
I saw a lot of...
My favorite bot was the one that was just the image file.
Oh, yeah, the image file.
343 IMG number number underscore number number.
Yeah. There was 343 lock.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
Spartan lock.
Mm-hmm. It was
oh, yeah.
fun.
That's good a good idea. Touch. I did get into PvP, like proper PvP at the end there. I did like...
Oh, did you? I didn't get the chance.
Yeah, it was pretty late.
How
was
it?
It felt like Halo. Yeah. I think I won. I did two rounds. I won once and I lost the second one. But it mm-hmm. was the one match that I lost. I started on live fire. And I spawned in the opposite spawn. Because, like, you know how we were doing the bots? We all spawned in the house, in the little base.
Yeah.
Yeah, I spawned on the opposite end of the map. It was, like, near the round area, like, by where the BR spawns, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it was good. There wasn't a lot of lag, nothing too spectacular to write home about. It was just, yeah, these are definitely people. These are not bots.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really
yeah.
cool.
It was a fun time.
So when you were playing against people, mm-hmm. could you see their chosen armor?
Oh yeah, that's another
and stuff,
thing. Yeah,
and, like, their new stuff.
Yeah, they were all in their own colors. The enemy yeah. outlines were clear. It's really neat mm-hmm. that we don't have mm-hmm. like, you know, red versus blue anymore. It's like everyone gets to fly their own colors for once.
Mm-hmm. I saw a Twitter post from a guy who had, like, a screenshot of four selections of enemy colors.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was, like, the same... Did you see this? It was a Spartan. It was the same Spartan, but it was just outlined in different... Like, you could choose what color you want the enemy to
yeah.
be outlined in. And the story in the post was saying how, you know, he had a friend who never played Halo because she could not see the color mm-hmm. red. And so he was like, this is opening up a lot of new doors or something
yeah.
like that. So I just think this is going to be so accessible. I love it. It's
you
lo- so
love
cool
to see it. But yeah, no, that's super exciting that it's accessibility, just like you said. It's
yeah, I mean, and this just goes along with so many other customization mm. options.
Oh yeah,
I mean, kind of ridiculous
a little bit
amount of customization.
And this was only with very meager offerings for the flight.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk about I mean we could talk about everything from actual, you know, just what we're talking about, like button mm-hmm. layouts. You can actually map your own
oh,
buttons,
yeah. which I had to do for my aiming and stuff. I like mm-hmm. left trigger zoom.
But there were also, you know, let's talk about your personal
yeah.
Spartan customization.
So I noticed you had a prosthetic arm.
That was the first thing I did, dude. I've had shoulder surgeries like nobody's mm. business, and so if I can't have a prosthetic arm in real life, I'm gonna have one on my
That's
Spartan.
Fair. It was good luck.
Yeah, it was yeah. fun. I like that. I think they're fun. I just think that's a fun and logical mm. in the universe
yeah.
at least.
And it looked like the body modifications weren't locked behind, like, a level or anything, because you just had all the prosthesis options, and you had the, a couple of body options.
Yeah, I kind of wonder how that's gonna work. I couldn't figure out, I'm sure they will be able to, like, hey, change your Spartan to female, or whatever, but I couldn't figure out how to, like, do that. I don't think that
I did love the gender neutrality of it, but also sometimes, like, I always play a female Spartan. I don't know why, but I just always have. That probably says something, but I'm not looking into that in this this podcast. But yeah, the
they just look better. No offense. They just
none
look
taken. But no, yeah, just the options that they gave you, like, fresh from new game, was pretty good. And
yeah, I think
dipping
so too.
Into the battle pass, it's really exciting to see that you will have a lot of free things, and
yeah,
it was neat.
I kind of miss Reach's layout, as in, like, you had the Spartan on the like the right side of the screen, and just your list of options on the left screen, and you just kind of scroll through. I think that's how it was.
Yeah, I see the appeal
and
to that.
I just, I feel like the vertical was just was working better for me than the horizontal scrolling.
Yeah. I don't know. I do appreciate that you could, when you, like, are looking at that armor piece, it zooms in on that part of the body. But I can see how one would like the vertical, like, just a big shot of your Spartan just there.
Yeah, and, like, it can zoom in as, like, you get to that piece. That's how Reach was. I'm pretty sure Reach would, like, bounce a little bit to your legs when you're getting your boots and stuff, and to your wrist when you're doing your gauntlet stuff.
It's been a while since I fired up actually Reach.
Yeah, honestly, it's been, I could be completely wrong, but I feel like that was I feel like that was my experience.
Yeah,
I think it's too dark. I've told you this, but I think it's too dark in the armor bay.
Yeah, something about the lighting.
there's like a shadow mostly over the, like, over most part of the helmet, and I was like, guys, I can't see. This is an issue I have with Destiny, like, when you're looking at your arms. And, like, the back arm is, like, fuzzy. It's, like, blurry.
Oh, yeah, it has that weird
I'm like,
field of
yeah, okay,
effect.
For the aesthetic, like, I get it. But, like, we have two different arms here. I'd like to see clearly.
No. You can only
arm,
ever
whatever.
See the left arm.
Yeah. But, like, guys, can we just have, like, just clearly?
I'm really excited to see how the armor core system is going to work. Like, what's going to be compatible with what?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, same.
What'd you think about the coatings?
I was just about to say, I don't care that much.
Okay.
Honestly, I'm a little... I guess I don't care because I know that there will be better options later on. I guess I'll leave it there because I wasn't, like, overjoyed by the options that I had. But now, to be fair, I don't think that I unlocked as many as I probably should have.
Yeah, I had a few that I cycled
didn't
through.
Dive into that. Did you unlock a lot?
I unlocked a few, but the only two that I kept jumping back to were Scorpion Punch and Karabash Shirako. Those are the two color palettes I really liked. But I like that, and first of all, I need to point out how the obvious Zeta Gundam reference on the Karabash Shirako armor coating that I immediately noticed. That's, like, my current special interest other than Halo, so I really appreciate that. But I like that, I just like, the coating system seems really fun to me, because there's, like, a lot of layers that can be colored differently. Like, with Scorpion Punch, like, you were all, everything was, like, a black color, except for your right arm, which is just a bright red. And then the Karabash Shirako had, like,
I
the blue chest and, like, yellow accents, and, like, the arms and legs were, like, that off-white color. So it definitely offers more variety than you could get in the previous games, where you only have, like, your primary color and your accent color. So, yeah, it's a bummer that I can't pick my own colors, but I'm going to keep it real. I'm probably always going to be light gray with blue or purple accents, so I appreciate that I'm being forced to out of that zone, and, like, I have these options with, like, seven different color channels to play with.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to put it. Yeah.
Armor coatings, interesting choice. I am excited to see more of.
Agreed. Speaking of ways we can make ourselves look different, we can make our own AIs look different. Or we can just choose our own personal AI.
I love our little dumb AI buddies.
These are gonna be so fun.
I'm excited to see what other options we're gonna get down the line. Because already from the small handful that we had in the beta, I'm in love.
Yeah, me too. First time you open them up in the menu, in the customization menu, and you hold it in your hand, I was like, oh my god. Again, we play Destiny 24/7, it feels like. And this was like, oh, it's a ghost, but it's not.
Had big ghost energy.
We had four. We had four new little personal dumb AIs Fret, Cirque, Butler, and Lumu. Did you, were you favoring anyone? Like, because I think we both tried them all. Did you have a favorite? Did anything stand out to you?
I don't know if I have any one favorite, but I have, like, things I enjoyed about all of them. But I don't know if any one of them is, like, they're my definitive favorite. They were all really fun. Very endearing, a lot of them.
Yeah.
I like Cirque's energy. Just when you load up a match and she just says, let's go be the best little Slayer we can be. It's like, oh, thank you. I needed that. I needed the motivation.
Yeah. There were a lot of really good, like, quotes. Fret feels like your bro.
He's always really concerned.
Like your, maybe like your brother, like a little brother. Lumu, it's funny because I think Lumu was she first? I know she was the first one we saw, like the little teardrop shape. I think she's like the default. Yeah. I can't remember, but I think she is. But she's still funny too. I had a headshot someone with a sniper rifle, and she goes, "Condolence postcard dispatched to enemy family." Like, she's really funny.
She seems like how do I want to say this without insulting anyone? Clippy, but in a good way.
Yeah.
Like she just seems like default assistant AI, but fun.
But fun, yeah, exactly. Like, she's default, but she's got a spirit. She's a spirit to her. I feel like maybe they saw the reaction to Exuberant Witness, and they're like, okay, how can we kind of package this up a little bit and introduce this into Infinite? Because I felt like I was getting
She did feel like Exuberant Witness, but, like, take it back just a little bit. But Cirque felt like Exuberant Witness, but just, like, knock it up a little bit. And then Butler... Just, I know it's been said a lot, but he reminded me of Black Box.
I really like the accent. It's lots of fun. Lots of fun.
Although, I did get a texture glitch for Butler, where...
I did too.
His, like, texture wouldn't load, and it was just, like, red. Just, like, hard red.
Yeah. It looked like if you chose him, you're, like, going to the dark side. Like,
are you making Butler. Saying something about rampancy here? What's going on?
You okay, Butler? Go home. You're drunk. Oh, actually, so speaking of textures and coatings, you can put, like, you can change the color of the personal AI, and there was lightish red. Or pink.
No, not pink. Lightish red.
A good red versus blue reference. I don't think you can do a Halo game without it. Honestly, reference. I'm actually kind of curious to see if we're going to get some Easter egg dialogue like we have in the past. Wait, did we have any? We did, yes, Spartan Ops had some RVB. You had to do a certain
and
thing.
I think in Shutdown?
Halo 4?
In Halo 4? I think there was. I know there was an Easter egg on Shutdown when you're on the Infinity before you get on the Pelican.
There's a lot of Easter eggs in there.
To be fair.
I don't know if there's an RVB one.
But yeah.
Probably. There might be. There definitely is a Linda one in Shutdown.
I don't remember if there was one in 5.
I don't remember either.
I feel like there might have been, but I can't for the life of me remember.
Yeah, me too.
But, yeah. As a little side note. All the same, lightish red.
Yeah, lightish red. But yeah, in general, they told us there was going to be a very broad customization. That's what it seems like. Mm-hmm. It does seem like they're trying to make it your own. Like, your own Spartan.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Even just with the little options we got, it was great.
Yeah, yep. There are two more things I want to talk about. Uh-huh. One of them is the music. Mm-hmm. I was very impressed by what we were hearing in multiplayer, so I can't even begin to imagine what we're going to hear in campaign.
I might just load up the menu when I get Infinite and just sit there for like a good 20 minutes just listening to the menu music.
Yeah, it's very possible. It felt, I think we've talked about this a little bit, but I heard so many of the previous games in the menu music and the music that comes in as you're nearing the end of the match. Some of, like, the tense music comes in.
It's familiar, but it's also, you know, new.
Yeah. I heard a lot of Halo 5, but I also heard a lot of kind of like Halo 2, almost like Halo 2 Anniversary a little bit. There's kind of like that, like, I think it's new agey rock kind of. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's very good. I thought it was really good. And I think there were separate composers for the multiplayer music.
Really?
I didn't recognize the name of one of the guys. Somebody got shouted out. It wasn't Gareth Coker or Curtis, blanking on his last name, or the other guy. Like, there are three main composers, I think, for the main campaign, I'm pretty sure. And then this other guy was the composer for the multiplayer music. So I didn't realize that there was, like, a separate, whole separate composer for this. I think that is the case. I think that's what I believe that's what I saw.
What a surprise.
I know. Yeah, I'd be very curious to know, like, I'd have to go back to the sound article in Inside Infinite to see if they mentioned that, because it didn't mm-hmm. ring a bell off the top of my head. Anyway, music good. Awesome.
It's also a little bit out of my wheelhouse. I'm not that big of a music critic. But yeah, no, it was really good. It sounded really great. Oh my god, I can't wait to hear more.
Yeah. And then I just wanted to also talk about the community mm-hmm. reaction. I was really encouraged by what I was seeing the past weekend.
More than not, I saw positivity and just good reactions and excitement and good faith.
And even when the game did glitch, like, even mm-hmm. the problems were still really, sometimes they would end up in really funny situations. And, you know, I feel like most people were, I mean, I try to curate my Twitter feed as, like, absolutely, positive people. So maybe I just wasn't seeing the criticisms or the arguments, but to me it sounded like a lot of people were excited and encouraged by what they were seeing.
Which is what matters, honestly. Like, it's one thing to be critical of something you care about, and it's another thing to just be putting out bad faith arguments. But I did see a lot of, like, the quote-unquote negativity that I saw was genuine criticisms in, like, a, you know, just, like, what was, like, the main really thing is, like, talking about how Sprint works now, and, like, how it's not that noticeable, but it is there, and I saw, like, conversations about that. That was, like, the worst of what I saw.
About how Sprint works?
Like, sprinting is just a little bit faster than your default run speed, but it's the only way to get into a slide. Oh, so it's not, like, it's not, like, a very, as significant as it was in Halo 5 is what they were getting at. But, like, still, even those discussions were pretty civil. At least the ones I bothered to look into. Again, curate your experiences.
Yeah, exactly. I saw plenty of clips of definite problems or glitches, and the response to them would be something like, yep, put that ticket in. Like, yep, let them know.
That was the point of the flight.
Kind of thing. I think they were really clear. I think Sketch was, because they did, like, a pre-launch show, mm-hmm. I guess. It was a live show with Sketch and a number of people. And they were really clear. Like, there are going mm-hmm. to be bugs. This is a technical preview. This isn't a beta.
This is a several-month-old build.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. This is a couple of months old.
So, like, the whole thing was just a stress test to make sure servers are running, and if there's any bugs, point them out.
That's probably when I saw the most mm-hmm. negativity, the first day of, like, when things were pretty slow to get up.
Yeah.
That's probably mm-hmm. when I saw more negative comments than really was appropriate. But I think most of the people were pretty understanding. They're like, oh, yeah, you guys are, you know, you're doing a great job, you know, hang in. Because if you think we're stressed, it doesn't compare to how the 343 technical team is doing right now.
They're putting the work in.
Just let them do their job. This is literally the reason mm-hmm. for this test. But it was just so fun to watch people's clips. I just can't wait to see Halo on my my feeds again.
It's so exciting.
I just can't wait to see what people do with, like, I think I was telling you, one person in Bazaar, he threw a grenade at the rockets. They spawned and he threw a grenade over there and it launched them into the air, like, in the middle of the map, and he took his grapple shot and grappled the rocket out of midair and brought it, the rocket launcher out of midair and brought it to him. And I was like, see, this is the creativity that is going to be so fun to watch.
Yeah.
So I think the community reaction was really great.
Positive and just supportive and just wonderful. Yeah, it's just so exciting to have Halo be, like, the big topic again.
I mean, it was trending. It was, like, so fun
it's
to watch.
It's been so long.
I think that's all we wanted to cover. I mean, I feel like we could talk forever. Yeah. I mean, I kind of still even want to talk more about my experiences with, like, specific games and, like, what cool things I did with a grapple shot. But I feel like we can wrap it up.
Yeah, probably for the best, or else we'd be here all night.
True. Any final thoughts on the Infinite technical preview?
I'm excited to see what they expand upon. I'm excited to see what the difference are between the full build and this older build. I've been optimistic this whole time, and this has just been a good sign. And I'm just, I can't wait. I'm just excited. What about you?
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm encouraged as well. I think it was a lot of fun. I am excited about the community's reaction, and I'm also excited to see what comes up next, when the next flight might be.
Oh.
Because they keep saying, sign up. Like, there might be opportunities in the future for you to, because a lot of, some of the people who didn't get the invite, they kept telling them, sign up. You know, you can be part of this. We're going to probably test in the future too. So I don't know. It's now August. This game's coming out, quote, holiday. So I don't know how much time they have to make these tweaks, but I'm not a game developer, so.
All we can do now is continue to support them, help out in the flights if we can, if we get the invitation to do so, and just, you know, cheer them on.
Yeah, I hope they got a lot of good info. I'm sure they did. A lot of good data and stuff this weekend. And in the meantime, we'll just be sitting here waiting for the next flight.
Reloading our emails every 5 seconds.
Yeah, oh man. That was an adventure, wasn't it?
Yeah, what a night.
But I think that's it for this.
Yeah, unless we want to talk for another hour.
Yeah.
Next time.
Next time. We'll no see. Promises.
But yeah, it's was very fun to talk about Halo Infinite firsthand experience for the first time.
Oh my gosh, can you believe that? We played Halo Infinite.
Granted, it's a 2-month-old build, but it's still Halo Infinite. And it was
still
fun.
Halo Infinite. Still texting you like, hey, you want to play Halo Infinite tonight? Was like,
yeah, honestly.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm also really excited for new players who've never picked up a Halo game to play Halo Infinite.
Yeah, it's always good to see the fan base just continue to grow. It's so exciting.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. Yep.
So I think that we end on an encouraging note. I think we're both feeling good. We'll see what's next in store.
Yeah, I think that'll do it for now. And we'll catch you all on another episode.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye, guys.